Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're with Zechus Tainus, Daf Gimel, the first parak Ma'emasai. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tana Braisa, Batal Baruchos L'chibu Chachamim L'chazkir. With regard to do and wind, the Chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting he makes the dew fall and the wind blow. V'imbala Hazkir Mazkir, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. The Gemara asked why one is not chayv to mention them. Rabbi Chinina said, L'fi she'en ne'atzar, because they are never withheld. Rashi explains that without them, the world would not be able to exist. The Gemara brings a source that dew was never withheld from when Eliyahu told Achav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not bring dew or rain for a number of years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu after 3 years passed to appear before Achav, Vatna Matar al Pnei Adama, and I will send rain upon the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that rain would begin again to fall, but he didn't mention dew to him, Mishum de Lomiatzar, because dew is never withheld. Rashi explains that it's not withheld even during a drought. So the Gemara asked them, why did Eliyahu make an oath to Achav that dew would not fall if it's never withheld? And it answers, Afil tal de bracha namilasi, even the dew that it's a bracha in that it helps crops grow will not fall. Point number two, the Gemara asked for the source that winds are never withheld. And Rabbi Shuben Levi said, the pasuk states, Ki ka arba ruchos ha-shamayim pirashti eschema ne'um Hashem. For I spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. Now, what is Hashem saying to them? If you say that he's saying to Klal Yisrael, that I have scattered you to the four corners of the earth, he should have said to the four corners of the earth. Why did he say ka'arba, like the four corners of the earth? Rather, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Kashem she'iyev shol olam b'lo ruchos, kach iyev shol olam b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too it cannot exist without Yisrael. We see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said, zikad debaster mitra kemitra. Wind that blows after rainfall is almost as beneficial to the earth as the rain itself. Even the basim mitra kemitra, clouds that appear after a rain are almost beneficial as rain. Shimshid the basim mitra katre mitre. Sunshine that appears after rain is as beneficial as two rainfalls. The Gemara asks that if all these are beneficial, what does Reb Yehuda come to exclude? And it answers, Mutigili de leila v'shimshid de beni karche. He's excluding flashes of light that typically happen in the evening and sun that appears between the clouds that appear in patches. These are detrimental after rainfall. Rava said, snow is as beneficial to the mountains as five rainfalls are to the ground, based on the pasuk that states, for he says to the snow, fall on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rains of his strength. There are five mentions of rain in this pasuk, which implies that snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, batal baruchos, l'chibu chachamim l'hazkir. With regard to dew and wind, the chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting, he makes the dew fall and the wind blow. Bimbala hazkir muskir, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. The Gemara asks why one is not chayv to mention them, and Rabbi Chanina said, l'fi she'en ne'atzar, because they're never withheld. Rashi explains without them, the world would not be able to exist. The Gemara brings a source that dew is never withheld from when Eliyahu told Achav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not bring dew or rain for a number of years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu after 3 years passed to appear before Achav, Vatna Matar al Pnei Adama, and I will send rain upon the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that rain would begin again to fall, but he didn't mention dew to him, Mishum Dil Me'atzer, because dew is never withheld. Rashi explains that it's not withheld even during a drought. The Gemara asks, why then did Eliyahu make an oath to Achav that dew would not fall if it's never withheld? And it answers, Afil tal de bracha nami la'ase. Even the dew that is a bracha in that it helps crops grows will not fall. Pointing to the Gemara asks for the source that winds are never withheld. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the pasuk states, Ki ka arba ruchos ha-shamayim peirashti eschem ne'um Hashem. For I have spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. Now what is Hashem saying to them? If you say that he's saying to Klai so that I have scattered you to the four corners of the earth, he should have said, to the four corners of the earth. Why did he say, ka'arba, like the four corners of the earth? Rather, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Kishem she'iyev shol olam b'lo ruchos, kak'iyev shol olam b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too it can exist without Yisrael. So we see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. And pointing with Rav Yehuda said, zikad debaser mitra kemitra, wind that blows after rainfall is as beneficial to the earth as the rain itself. Even the basim mitra kemitra, clouds that appear after rain are as beneficial as the rain. Shimshid the basim mitra katre mitre, sunshine that appears after rain is as beneficial as two rainfalls. The Gemara said, if all these are beneficial, what does Rav Yehuda come to exclude? And it answers, l'mutegil de leila v'shimshid de beni karche. He's excluding flashes of light that typically happen in the evening and sun that appears between the clouds that appear in patches. These are detrimental after rainfall. Rava said, Snow is as beneficial to the mountains as five rainfalls are to the ground, based on the pasuk that states, for he says to the snow, fall on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rains of his strength. There are five mentions of rains in this pasuk, which implies that snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. All right, so now we go to our simur Daf Gimel, and our standard simon is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains. Once again, in slow motion. The men leading a caravan of camels, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal. The men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, which reminds us, there was Tana Brisa Batal Baruchos Lechivu Chachamim Lehazkir. With regard to dew and wind, the Chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting. He makes the dew fall and the wind blow. Himba Lehazkir Mazkir, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. We learn that dew is never withheld from the mice of Eliyahu and Achav during the drought. So the men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, which reminds us that we learned that winds are never withheld from the pasuk that states, Kika'ar baruchos ha-shamayim peirashti eschem ne'um Hashem, for I spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say, Ka'arba, like the four corners of the earth? This is coming to teach us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Keshem she'iyev shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iyev shalom b'lo Yisrael. Keshem she'iyev shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iyev shalom b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too cannot exist without Yisrael. So we see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. So the men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains, which reminds us that wind that appears after a rainfall, or clouds that appear after rainfall, or sunshine that appears after rainfall are all beneficial like the rain, and snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. So once again, the men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains. All right, now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Daf Lamed Gimel, the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel, is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must be more in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife, which reminds us, there's a machlokes whether a woman should be restrained from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This hinges on the broader machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, whether women have an option of performing a mitzvah in which they're not chayiv, which is brought down with regard to doing smicha on a carbon. So the peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife heard what sounded like a moaning or whimpering sound coming from his mother-in-law's window, which reminds us, the Mishnah states the shir of a trua is kesholosh yavavos, and there's a machlokes based on the weeping of sister's mother, whether a yavav is like a moaning sound, which would be three shavarim, or more like a series of short whimpers. So the peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife heard what sounded like a moaning or whimpering sound coming from his mother-in-law's window, who sent back a note that he better get ready to hear similar tura blasts from a shofar the entire seventh month. Which reminds us that the source that a shofar is used to sound the truas on Rosh Hashanah is one from the pasuk regarding blowing a shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. The unnecessary words Bechodesh Hashvi come to teach that all the tura blasts of the seventh month should be alike. On Rosh Hashanah, as on Yom Kippur and Yovel, the truas should be sounded with a shofar. Daf Lamed Dalet, so the simur Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder. Ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Dalet. The Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiya, trua, tekiya, three times, which reminds us that we learned that we must blow the combination of tekiya, trua, tekiya, three times, once for the brachas of Malchus, once for Zichronos, and once for Shofars. We learned it from the three references to truas in the psukim, once by Yom Kippur of Yovel, and twice by Rosh Hashanah, and then we apply a gezer shava of Shvi Shvi to learn that we blow three sets, which consist of nine blasts in all, tekiya, trua, tekiya, three times. So the Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiya, trua, tekiya, three times, and the Baal Tokei is standing below him, blowing three shvarims and a trua between the tekiyos, which reminds us where Yabau instituted that we blow tekiya shlosha shvarim trua tekiya, because he had a suffix that perhaps the trua is made up of both a moaning and a sobbing sound. He therefore instituted doing a combination of both. When the Gemara suggests that one should also do the opposite and blow a tekiya trua shlosha shvarim tekiya, since a trua might be made up of sobbing and then a moaning sound, the Gemara answers that normally when trouble happens to someone, he first moans and then he sobs. So the Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder blowing tekiya, trua, tekiya three times, and the Baal Tokei standing below him blowing three shvarims and a trua between the dikios, saw a man running the distance, who was thrilled he made it just in time to hear them. Which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa, mitzvah betokin yotzim mevarchin. It's a greater mitzvah to be with those of Boshover than with those who daven on Rosh Hashanah, which means that if a person lives near two cities, even if davening is a vada, being that he'll be able to find 10 people to daven with, and the shofar blowing is a suffix, being that they might have already blown the shofar and gone home, one should go to the city where he has a possibility of hearing the shofar rather than to the one where he will certainly hear the davening. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir. Children's choir. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hey. La, la, la. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir, who are going to accompany the Shul Yitzibah on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, which reminds us that according to Yochanan, the Tana, meaning the Chachamim, that conceded from a Gamliel's opinion concerning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yovel that the Shuliach Tzibur can be motzi everyone is Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara clarifies that the difference between the Musaf Tefillos on these days and all the other Tefillos of the year are Mishum the Avshi Brachas because the Brachas are challenging to most people because they're long and unfamiliar. So the children's choir who are going to accompany the Shuliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos practice being Masada the Tefillos before davening, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Olam Yastir Adam Tefillaso, Barakukach Yispawa, a person should always organize his Tefillos in his mind, and then only daven. This is in regard to Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur and Yovel, and the other Yom Tovim, but regarding the weekday and Shabbos Tefillos the entire year, it's not necessary since people are familiar with them. The Gemara explains the reason that Rabbi Yehuda would always organize his Tefillos in his mind before davening, even on a weekday, is that he would only daven once every 30 days when he completed his monthly review of learning. So the Rosh Hashanah Children's Choir are going to accompany the Shulach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, practice being the side of the tefillos before davening, and had in mind the workers in the fields whose work forced them to miss the davening. Which reminds us, Rav Gamliel would only exempt the people in the fields from davening, for he held that the Shulach Tzibur is motzi them even if they're not in shul, because they're forced to miss the tefillos due to work. Dav Beis, so the Simmer Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house. House, that must mean we're on Dav Beis, bias. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, which reminds the Gemara asks why the Mishnah says, Me'emes ha'mazkirin gevuras ha'gashamim, when do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashim Ruchim and Geshem, instead of simply saying, Me'emes ha'mazkirin al ha'gashamim, and answers, based on two psukim with Heker in it, connecting rain to creation, that just as creation was done with Hashem's power, so too rain is associated with power. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, which reminds us that we learned that rain must be mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei with the pasuk, "Avaz Hashem Elokechem Ulavdo b'chol levavchem," to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with all your heart. Ezo hi avodah shehi b'lev, which service is done in the heart? Aviyomer zo tefillah. This refers to tefillah. And immediately after that pasuk, it's written, "Menasati matar artzechem bi'ito yoret u'malkosh," and I'll provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefillah. And related to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shosh mafteches biyado shel Kodesh Baruch Hu." There are three keys in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shel nimsur biyad shaliach. They were not given over to a shaliach. They are mafteich shel gashamim, mafteich shel chaya, mafteich shel tchias amesim. The key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of tchias amesim. And in the West, they also say af mafteich shel parnasa, also the key of parnasa. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. Which reminds me, Rabbi Gazer based his ruling that we start to mention Gevuras Kushami on the first day of Sukkot from the mitzvah of lulav, which is done during the day, and not from Nisach HaMayim, which may be brought also at night. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.